why there is a need for a government which will be established by the Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
In one of the letters that he writes to Sheikh Mufid, he tells us one of the ways that we can end the ghibah.
Let us see how one can prepare for the advent of the zuhur of Imam Mahdi, Sahib al-Zaman.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Please stay tuned. The 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is the one who brings hope to all of humanity. As the world is being grinded between the oppressors and tyrants of the age, we look towards the heavens so that the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam comes sooner. We raise our hands in prayers and we raise our hands in supplications so that the awaited Savior of humanity comes and brings the final hope and salvation that humanity is so yearning for and desiring. The sights and the eyes of the world are looking towards the advent of this great Savior, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance so that his eminence comes to establish the divine rule of the Almighty Allah for every single human being is completely dependent and needs this divine rule of the Almighty Allah. And it is this divine rule of the Almighty Allah, the kingdom of God that is to be established by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, which will bring about ultimate justice in a world which is filled with cruelty and injustice. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior of humanity, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. So dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the dialogues of Imam al-Mahdi. We are at the end of the another separate conversation that Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, has with Sheikh al-Mufid. Now, in this conversation and in this dialogue, of course, there were a lot of different points. It was a relatively shorter dialogue than other dialogues that His Eminence had with Sheikh al-Mufid. But in the end, at least towards the end of this dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi says, but if anyone is miserly, stingy in giving away the wealth that Allah has given them temporarily, they have made a loss for their children and their hereafter, their akhirah. Now, this is a very powerful, you know, statement saying by Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And I wanted to devote one program on it because it is so weighty, it is so profound, it is so important. And it is really, you know, it wakes one up, it shakes one up, actually. And that is that if anyone is stingy or they're miserly in giving away their wealth, right, they are making and incurring a loss for their own children and the hereafter. So first and foremost, again, you know, we live in an age where it's kind of, you know, proper to save as much money as you can. This is one extreme, to be stingy, to not help people that are in need. you know, to have so much wealth and despite having wealth, not helping people to the extent of our capacity, you know. This is one side of the extremity and one side of the spectrum. The other side is to save absolutely nothing and to use every single penny that we have, you know, on these material objects and etc. And so what we find is with both extremes, when one is incredibly stingy and when one spends everything that they have, that the end result is that they're not helping the needy, they're not helping the poor, they're not helping the disenfranchised, right? And here, helping the poor and helping the disenfranchised is something that is being prohibited, right? Don't be stingy in giving away your wealth. And on the other hand, don't spend so much of your wealth that you don't have anything to give away for the sake of Allah. Now, when one does not give away for the sake of Allah, it results in generational loss, meaning it has an effect on the generations to come, which is incredibly scary. And it also has an effect on our hereafter, you know, which is not going to be good, is what is being said. That is also incredibly scary. And what's very interesting is that, you know, sometimes we are either stingy and we don't spend or we don't give in the way of Allah, or on the other hand, we spend everything and we have nothing left to give for the sake of Allah. In both of these situations, we seem to forget the point that Imam al-Mahdi has made, which is that this wealth has been given to us by the Almighty Allah, and it has been given to us in a temporary manner. So why not give back to the Almighty Allah what the Almighty Allah has given to us? This is Dialogue, Imam al-Mahdi, ajalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
We are talking about what are the reasons for which people would reject the Imam, and hopefully through that we would understand the opposite, which is the reasons for which we might accept him. In one riwayat from Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, he says, "The one who will rise will not rise except in a condition of severe fearfulness and turmoil and mischief and afflictions that will cover human beings. Before that, there will be pestilence, and there will be disease, and there will be droughts, and the Arabs will fight amongst themselves, and people will disagree and fight amongst themselves constantly. Their condition will change until people will pray for death to Allah day and night. They will see unbelievable changes in human beings, in how they behave and how they live, and how some of them will be eating others." Now, how some of them will eat others can be interpreted in two ways. Some have interpreted it symbolically to say how some will take complete and shamelessly take advantage of others just to survive, the whole survival of the fittest theory. The other is a more literal interpretation to say that starvation will reach such a point that human beings will become cannibals in some places and will literally eat human flesh to survive. And there are riwayats, there is some narrations to say that before the Qa'im returns, there will be a year of severe hunger and a lot of fear amongst human beings. And this state of fear and hunger will continue until the voice that is heard on the 23rd night of Ramadan. There are some riwayat that says that hunger will reach to such an extent that a man will sell his daughter for a loaf of bread. And do not be surprised by this, because I remember a couple of months back reading on one of the news, respected news sources, that in places like India, this is happening today. There are families who are confessing to having sold their daughters to people for $100, $200. So we're talking of global starvation and hunger. And this is just before the coming of the Imam. So this is a second major reason that mentally we need to really change how we think the world will be. It won't necessarily be the way we see it today.
for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.